It's Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and this is my sales success series. So this is the next point I'm going to get to it. But I knew this saleswoman when I was in staffing, and she was older. I think she was about 65, and she was just a titan in the staffing industry in San Francisco and had been for many decades. And she was just this very high energy lady, and she would sell, she'd do everything. And then about four, she was like, I'm done, I'm going home. And I feel that way today. And I was like, yes. I always like admired this woman so much. She was a badass. And so I want you to be a badass salesperson too. So the next point in my series is sell to the people who already are a customer. You know, in internet land, if you are someone who works online, there's this conversation about grow your list or constantly be getting new followers or new subscribers. And I think that now is all just really dated and really only applied to a period of time in the history of the internet. But my next step to that is, no matter where you're selling or what you're doing, be willing to sell to the people who are already a customer. New business is wonderful. And prospecting, essentially, that's the journey of acquiring new business, is required. But if you can sell to the people who are already a customer, that's what will keep you in business. 100%. So figure out a system, a way to sell to those people. And I understood that very, very early on in business. When I first started in staffing, and I knew, hey, keep my candidates around and keep a great relationship with the clients that were already using us. And so find some way to sell to the people who are already a customer, because I promise you, it will keep you in business. And then keep your day, week, month full of sales activity that is a balance between selling to your existing client base and seeking out new business, because that will help you stay pointed towards your sales goal. That will help you stay pointed towards your sales goal. And I can't say enough, you're not there until you're there. So you're not done selling until you've hit the sales goal, whatever that might be. So one more time, sell to the people who are already a customer. And I heard something, I'm pretty sure it was in a Brian Tracy, that there was like a company who had said, okay, you guys can't go out and prospect anymore. You have to just take care of our current customers. And the sales team was amazed by how well they did when they just shifted their focus to serving the customers they already had. They still were able to hit their sales goal. And so I'm going to say to you, particularly for smaller businesses like myself, especially when it's just you, you know, it's just me. You know, and so I have to constantly balance between selling to my current customer base and selling to new prospects, new people. And there are lots of ways to figure out how to do it, but make it a requirement to do both. All right, that's my show. And we can talk about it in session if you want to figure out how to really create systems in your business that work for you, where you are taking care of your current customer as well as seeking new business, then I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at the Elevate Intuitive Coaching Package. Thank you so much for listening. I just love this series. I just love it. It's lunchtime and I don't even care, because I just am enjoying recording these podcasts, because I know I have a lot of conversations with people who are in business, particularly spiritually based businesses, and they just want to hit their sales goal. And I understand. And I was there with you in a lot of ways. In a lot of ways I wasn't, in a lot of ways I was. And this shift, everything I'm sharing with you in these podcasts, was how I was able to really turn it around. So I know it can be beneficial to you. All right, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Take care of yourself.